Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson on designing crowd noise risers for drum and bass effects. We're not doing the generic white noise sweep. We're building risers that feel like a real room getting louder, closer, wider, and more impatient and then disappearing at exactly the right moment so the drop hits harder. By the end, you'll have three go-to crowd riser types. First, a classic uplifter for 8 to 16 bars that brightens, widens, and ramps energy. Second, a 1 to 2 bar tension suck, like a vacuum inhale right before the impact. Third, a dark roller riser for 16 to 32 bars that stays mid-focused and doesn't mess with your sub or hats. And we're doing it with stock Ableton devices, but with pro workflow, macro style control, curved automation, gain staging, and movement that survives mono. All right, let's build. Step 1. Choose and prep your crowd source. Create a new audio track and name it Crowd Riser. Drop in a crowd loop, festival ambience, room tone, even a steady cheer bed. 10 to 30 seconds is great. What you want is consistency. If the sample has huge claps and random screams, it can work, but it becomes an effect you're fighting rather than a texture you're sculpting. Save those spiky ones for accent moments. Go into clip view. Turn warp on. Set the mode to Complex Pro. Then set the segment BPM to match your project. If you're in DNB, you're probably around 170 to 176. Now gain stage early. This is a big one. Before you add any FX, pull the clip gain down so your peaks are comfortable. Think peaks around minus 12 to minus 9 dBFS before a limiter. That one move will make your automation feel controlled instead of you constantly wrestling the output. Cool. Now let's build the chord chain. On the Crowd Riser track, add EQ8, auto filter, saturator, optionally corpus, then reverb, then utility, then a limiter for safety. Start with EQ8. Your goal is to treat the crowd like mid-FX, not full-range audio. Put a high pass somewhere, around 120 to 250 Hz as a starting point, 24 dB slope. If your tune is sub-heavy or you've got a big kick and a heavy reese, don't be afraid to push that high pass up to 300 or even 400. Crowd energy should not live where your weight lives. If it's harsh, do a small dip in the 2 to 4 kHz area, maybe 2 to 4 dB. And if you want a little excitement later, you can add a gentle shelf above 8 or 10K, but remember, we'll animate brightness mainly with the filter. Now auto filter. This is the riser engine. For a classic uplifter, pick a low pass 24. For darker rollers, you'll often prefer band pass 12 because it reads as tension without spraying fizz everywhere. Set resonance somewhere around 0.6 to 1.2. Enough to speak, not enough to whistle. Add a little drive, like 2 to 8 dB, just to give it density. Then saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. If you want bite, enable color and aim it around 1.5 to 3.5K. But keep it under control. Distorted crowd can get ugly fast, especially as you open the filter. Optional but spicy, corpus. Put it before the reverb. Try tube or beam. Keep it subtle, like 5 to 20% dry slash wet. You can treat it as an arena tone or even automate its tune slightly upward over a long riser for a formantish chant lift. It hints at vowel energy without needing actual vocals. Now reverb. Use Ableton stock reverb. Set decay around 2.5 to 8 seconds as a starting range, and we'll automate it longer as we approach the peak. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so it doesn't smear the front. High cut around 6 to 10k to avoid fizzy wash. Low cut around 250 to 600 to keep the lows out of the reverb. Then utility for width control. Start maybe 80 to 120%. We'll widen into the peak. Then do something important right before the drop. We're going to narrow or even momentarily mono it for contrast. And then a limiter at the end. Not to crush it. Just a seatbelt. Aim for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction at most. Now here's an extra coach move that makes this whole thing mix ready. Put another EQ8 after the reverb. Yes, after. Because even if you high pass the dry crowd, the reverb can create perceived low mid build, and it will steal energy from your kick and sub at the drop. So add EQ8 after reverb and high pass again. Often around 400 to 800 Hz depending on how huge the verb is. On an air layer, you might go even higher. It will feel wrong soloed and absolutely correct in the mix. Now let's make it move like DNB. We'll do a 16 bar example, because that's a super common tension phrase. Go into arrangement view and write automation. First lane, auto filter frequency. Start lowish, somewhere like 300 to 800 Hz depending on the vibe. End up in the 12 to 18K region. But do not draw a straight line. DNB tension wants a curve, slow climb for the first half, then steeper into the last 8 bars, and in the final bar, do a tiny panic rise, increase the steepness and bump resonance a little. Keep resonance below about 1.4 unless you want that whistling scream. Second lane, reverb dry slash wet. Start around 10 to 15% and rise to 25 to 40%. Third lane, reverb decay. Start maybe 2.5 to 4 seconds and end around 6 to 10 seconds. Again, more curve toward the end. Fourth lane, utility width. Start 80 to 100%. End around 130 to 170. Fifth lane. Track volume. Let it rise gently, like +2 to +6 dB into the peak. But here's the trick. Pull it down quickly right before the drop. Not because it's too loud, but because negative space is part of the impact. We're setting up contrast. And I want you to think in contrast pairs. Don't only increase things. Pick at least one parameter to do the opposite at the very end. For example, the filter is opening. The energy feels like it's expanding, and then in the last beat, width narrows slightly, or volume dips, or the reverb suddenly pulls back. That micro claustrophobia makes the release hit harder. Now let's add acceleration, because a riser that's just a smooth sweep can feel sleepy in DNB. We want it to start pulsing, like it's locking into the groove. Fast method, autopan as a gate. Add autopan after the reverb, or try it before, both can be cool. Set amount to 100%. Make the shape square, or close to square. Set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes tremolo, not stereo movement. Now automate the rate. In the last 4 bars, go from quarter notes to 8th notes to 16th notes. In the last half bar, you can even flick to 1/32 for that machine gun tension. Do it briefly because it's intense. More surgical method, gate with sidechain. At a gate, enable sidechain and feed it from a ghost MIDI kick or a hat pulse track. Set threshold so it opens only on hits. Set return around 50 to 150 milliseconds to avoid clicks. This makes the crowd breathe in the exact rhythm of your roller, which is a huge modern DNB sound. And here's a third option that's more musical and less pumpy. Sidechain a compressor with a slower attack, like 15 to 30 milliseconds, and a medium release, like 120 to 250. Sidechain it from a ghost percussion loop, not your main kick, so it swells rather than hard ducks. It feels like the room is reacting to the groove. Now let's build the pre-drop suck. Duplicate the track and name it Crowd Suck. This is usually 1 to 2 bars right before the drop. Swap the auto filter to high pass 24. Automate the frequency up aggressively, like 200 Hz up to 6 to 10k over a bar or two. Add resonance around 0.9 to 1.3. On the reverb, go washier. Higher decay, lower dry. On utility, narrow width slightly near the end. That narrowing is key. It creates pressure. Now the move that makes it actually work. In the last quarter bar, automate the suck layer's volume down sharply, or just mute it. You want the drop transient to arrive into emptiness. If you want an even more intentional suction, try a reverse-only pre-drop layer. Duplicate the crowd clip. Reverse it. Fade it in over the last bar. And band limit it with a band pass so it doesn't just sound like generic reverse noise. It becomes a designed inhale instead of an obvious effect. Now, the dark roller version. If you're making deeper rollers, bright crowd noise will fight hats and shakers, and it can make your top end feel busy. So we keep the crowd mid-forward and low-safe. Set auto filter to band pass 12. Start the center around 600 to 1.2k, and rise to around 2 to 4k. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.1. Increase saturation drive, maybe 4 to 8 dB, but watch harshness. Optionally add overdrive, frequency around 1 to 2.5k, drive 10 to 25%, dry slash wet 5 to 15. This gives a warehouse grit that sits behind the drums. And keep that protective EQ, hark high pass at 250 to 450. Your crowd should never be the reason your drop feels smaller. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where people mess it up even if the sound design is good. Classic roller structure, bars 1 to 16, the classic uplifter builds slowly. Bars 15 to 16, introduce acceleration, gating rate increases, or a stutter appears, or pitch micro-automation starts. Last beat, hard dip or cut. Leave only a tiny tail if you want. Drop. The crowd either disappears completely or comes back extremely quiet as room tone. If you're doing a 32-bar build, don't do one long sweep syndrome. Put phrase markers every 8 bars. At bar 9, introduce a new layer like a band passed crowd. At bar 17, introduce rhythmic motion. At bar 25, widen and add saturation. You're telling the listener, Something's changing. We're moving toward a moment. Now some high-level mixing reality checks. Check drop prettiness in mono and at low volume. Put your master in mono. Turn your monitoring down. If the riser still feels like it's climbing, you're good. The movement is tonal and dynamic. If it collapses, you were relying too much on stereo width tricks. Use spectral headroom, not just level headroom. If your hats live in the 6 to 12k air range, don't put the crowd hype there too. Let your hats own the air, and keep the crowd's excitement more in the 2 to 6k region. You'll get a louder, clearer master with the same perceived energy, and keep gain staging tight in clip view. If you start too hot, you'll end up limiter wrestling, where your automation doesn't sound dramatic, it just sounds squashed. Now a quick mini exercise you can do right now. Set your project to 174 BPM. Pick a crowd sample and loop it to 18 bars. Build this chain. EQ8, auto filter, saturator, reverb, utility, limiter. Add a post reverb EQ8 high pass to keep it clean. For bars 1 to 16, automate low pass frequency from about 600 Hz up to 16k with a curve. From bars 13 to 16, automate width from 90 to 160%. From bars 15 to 16, automate your gate rate from 1/8 to 1/16. Then duplicate it into a suck layer for bars 17 and 18. High pass sweep from 200 Hz to 8k, more reverb wash, and then a hard volume dip to silence right before the drop. Finally, bounce it to audio and test three things. Does it avoid sub buildup? Does the last bar feel like acceleration, not just louder? And does your drop hit harder because the riser cleared space? If the answer is yes, you've nailed the core skill, designing tension that supports the drums and bass instead of masking them. That's the whole philosophy here. Crowd risers in DNB are not full-range noise. They're controlled mid-effects with movement, contrast, and intentional silence. If you tell me your lane, like Liquid, Neuro, Jump Up, or Jungle, and whether your drop is a full reload or a minimal switch, I can suggest exact filter ranges, post-reverb high-pass points, and a reliable automation curve template for your phrasing.